1888.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, toll free here, 855-450-FREE, as we launch into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about what you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We were talking about some police corruption stories. There's never a shortage of those. We could talk about it every night if we wanted, but that would turn us into kind of a different show. So we have to moderate ourselves on the use of these stories. But when you do one, you got to follow up with another one. The story from sfist.com, we just barely scratched the surface. Still to come tonight, Daryl will be investigating why trolls start flame wars. If you don't know what a troll is, you're going to find out here in a little bit. But the story is from sfist.com about police officers in San Francisco. Five active police officers and one former officer were indicted on charges of extortion, drug dealing, theft, and falsifying police reports, just to name a few. And in this case, the police chief actually spoke out here, and he called this a betrayal of trust and made a pretty strong statement against these guys, which is pretty unusual. Usually the police form a thin blue line, and they protect their own. So these guys must have been caught real dirty. They must have been caught red-handed. And there's no way to deny they were doing naughty things. The Southern Station suspects include officers Arshad Razak, Richard Yick, and Raul Eric Elias. According to the first indictment, SFPD defendants allegedly conspired to injure, oppress, threaten, and intimidate occupants of single-room occupancy hotel rooms by entering hotel rooms without legal justification. Razak and Yick are also alleged to have, quote, falsified a payment slip to an informant, and each of them is also separately alleged to have falsified police reports to conceal their unlawful activities. There are two counts levied against all of the officers. Razak and Yick face three more each. All could result in significant jail time and fines in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Other defendants are two active and one former officer, Sergeant Ian Firminger, Officer Edmund Robles, and Reynaldo Vargas. According to the second indictment, the Mission Station defendants are alleged to have engaged in multiple criminal conspiracies, namely to distribute controlled substances, to steal money and other valuable items such as computers, electronic devices, and gift cards from suspects, and to steal money, drugs, and other valuable items that were seized on behalf of the city of San Francisco. So they're stealing from the department. Well, that's probably what really upset the police chief.
He
was probably okay with them just going ahead and robbing people and stealing their drugs. But once you rob the department and you steal drugs from the department, that's when you've crossed the line. That's when you've gone too far. The mission statement defendants face five other charges. Sergeant Ian Firminger faces an additional charge. Penalties for those charges could result in fines of up to $1 million and as long as 20 years in jail. The investigation started soon after San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon brought up the matter to federal authorities. San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi, who made this made public damning footage in 2011 following the investigation, released this statement, quote, "Today's indictments are confirmation that the constitutional rights of San Franciscans matter. I commend the U.S. attorney for taking seriously the reports from ordinary citizens who'd been humiliated, stolen from, and hurt by police officers sworn to protect them." I wonder how many reports had to be made. Because we were talking earlier about how if you file a police report, they're just going to throw it away. Or they're just throw it in some file and it's never going to do anything.
Right.
So you have to wonder how many reports had to be made on these officers of malfeasance, corruption, stealing, threatening, drug dealing, etc. before the U.S. Attorney's Office actually took them seriously. What's the threshold? Because you know it's not the first one. It's the first time they hear something about an officer, it's, oh, that guy's just angry, he got arrested, or whatever.
Right.
Is it the 10th time? Is it the 100th time? What is the threshold?
That's a very good question.
It's arbitrary, whatever it is. Because it's definitely not
generally,
the first time.
It's definitely not the first. It's also not the second, yeah. And likely not the fifth.
So, for years, says the defense attorney, our clients told us their rights were being violated. So, there's a hint. For years, their clients told them this. And, you know, they're just the public defender's office. They can only do so much about that. He says, and for years, we raised the issues in front of judges. Ultimately, it took a federal investigation to hold accountable those who would violate the public trust. So, Daryl, my question for you on this is this why we need the federal government?
No. What?
It was the federal government who made these arrests and did the investigation here.
Okay, just because the feds did one thing right, It's the whole broken clock thing. A broken clock is still right at least once a day. I say at least once because depending on what type of clock, it could be one of these clocks that's on the 24-hour time, so if it's broken and flashing 12, it's only going to be right once because midnight's 000. This in no way justifies having the federal government. The feds are good at doing two things: stealing your money and killing people.
Well, it sounds like what these cops were doing. So maybe that's why they were good at catching the cops doing those things.
Right, because you know
it takes a criminal
to think like a criminal.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I was just throwing the question, kind of the devil's advocate question here, because you know they're making it seem like, well, if it weren't for the feds, these cops never would have gotten busted. Well, actually, what would happen? Let's talk briefly about the theoretical libertarian utopia that we might all want to live in at some point, where there's not a monopoly,
right?
Where we don't have a one-size-fits-all protection system, where if they protect you to death, there's nothing you can do about it, or if they threaten you or harm you or do something to your property, there's virtually no recourse. If we actually had a system where there were, you know, market-based entities that you could go to and contract with for protection services, which is what people want from the police, they want protection. They don't want to get pulled over for a bunch of stupid crap on the roads. They want to feel safe. They want to feel safe from criminals who are going to harm them. And, of course, it turns out that a lot of cases, the criminals become police. So we've got problems today. We know that. How can the market solve these problems? Well, competition, I think, would solve a whole lot of it. Because right now, the government police are being funded whether you like it or not. If you are disappointed, if you're living in San Francisco, and let's just say you don't believe this is going to solve the problem. Okay, they've arrested six guys on a department of what? 600? 1,600? 2,600? I mean, there's
several hundred.
Probably thousands in San Francisco. I know that in Austin, Texas, they have 1,600, and San Francisco is a much bigger city than Austin, Texas. And Austin, Texas wants to go up to 1,900. So let's play conservative and say they got 2,500 cops in San Francisco. If you think this is all of the corruption they have in the department, you haven't been paying attention. So what would change if we had, you know, a non-government policing system, some sort of market-based system? The main factor that would change would be that you wouldn't be obligated to hire them for anything. If you wanted to provide your own protection services, maybe you're, you know, martial arts trained, or you're some sort of, you know, trained
security expert.
Yeah, maybe you're a security expert. Or maybe you know someone who you want to hire as a security expert. You wouldn't have to hire the big company that offers such services in town. If you thought there was something wrong with the services they were offering, you questioned the quality of their recruits or whatever, you could protest that and say, no, I've heard things about protection agency such and such. I've heard that their officers are on the take or whatever. You would be able to make a statement like that and withhold your money from them.
And the police force would not be revenue generators. Yeah. They would instead be in the business of actually finding criminals.
Right, because why would you want to hire somebody to give you a bunch of stupid traffic tickets? If you're going to hire somebody, you want them to actually protect you from criminals. That's what you want them spending time on.
Last weekend, I heard somebody say that in a libertarian paradise, the police would be like the fire department, meaning that the fire department sits in a building and they wait on someone to call and say there's a fire. They don't drive around looking for fires. They
don't
drive around.
Some people would probably want patrols.
Probably.
Yeah, I think some people feel good when the police come through their neighborhood.
The point is, the fire department doesn't drive around and harass people that have lighters and matches.
That's true.
You could start a fire.
Right.
Give us money now.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So let's let the market handle it. Let customers decide whether or not to patronize protection services, whereas right now we're all forced to buy into the system that in a lot of ways is very disappointing and sometimes dangerous.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. We're going to talk about trolls. Daryl has a story. Why do they start flame wars? Why?
Because they live under bridges.
Why do trolls do what they do? We will get into that here. 855-453. I have a related story as well. The ultimate cheat sheet for dealing with haters. So trolls and haters, sometimes they're the same, sometimes not quite. So you can dial in toll-free here. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit 1,000 coffee-drinking, coffee-loving listeners to begin getting your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Why is that? Well, first of all, it's great coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1%. Grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and that means that the organic certification is very important here. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers just don't seem to care about. They set up a program that allows people around the world, like you, to buy into their co-op. The Free Talk Live, or actually you're funding that program, excuse me. There's the like farmers and folks get involved in this. They get microloans. We're looking to finance 100 microloans through an operation called World Vision and help change some lives in some very difficult places to live, offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their lives. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can get your first pound for free. They're serious at BuzzBox Coffee. They think that you're really going to love their coffee, so they're going to give you a whole pound for free. You just have to pay the shipping costs. And you can cancel your subscription at any time. But it's a pretty cool deal. Once you get started, you can actually customize how often the coffee is delivered to you. So maybe you are a frequent drinker and you need to have a new pound every 2 weeks. Well, you can do that. Or maybe you don't drink so often. You want to have a pound every 6 weeks or something like that. You can customize the delivery times at coffee.freetalklive.com. But go there, grab that first pound for free, pay the shipping cost, and you're good to go. And you'll see how great BuzzBox Coffee is. And you can feel good because with every cup, you're helping people make a better life for themselves. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll talk trolls. Liberty Phoenix is on the line with us on Skype. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I was driving home earlier tonight, and, you know, I was contemplating that whole theoretical libertarian utopia. I was rather excited when you guys mentioned it. But I was wondering, do you guys feel that it's required for individuals, for that type of a society to prosper, for all of the individuals to abide by the NAP?
The NAP is lingo in the liberty movement for non-aggression principle. The idea behind the NAP or the non-aggression principle is that you will not aggress against others. You will not initiate force. So you're asking, would everyone have to abide by that in said society?
Yeah, in order for it to like eventually like ultimately prosper for a good couple hundred years for however long we could keep it. Or do you think that there's room in there for individuals to not abide by it?
I don't think that anybody is supposed to be aggressing today. I mean, that's the reason why society works as well as it does, is because most of us don't aggress against each other and we engage in voluntary consensual interactions.
Right, because together. Most people in their daily interactions abide by the non-aggression principle.
Naturally, yeah.
I tend to disagree.
What do you mean?
And mainly because I don't look at the NAP as only, physically. I think of it as emotionally and, spiritually and, between, through linguistics and so forth.
So emotional aggression, spiritual aggression. Can you give me an example of what that would be?
An example.
Like calling someone a name, like you're a poo-poo head?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in a nutshell. But just like passive aggressiveness and, lying
a
bunch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't consider that aggression. I don't consider those things aggression. I mean, it's not necessarily nice to be rude to people. I would hope that people would be nice to one another, but not everybody gets along very well. I mean, even in our very own liberty movement, there are sometimes people that don't get along very well. In fact, there's one of those drama bombs going off right now in the New Hampshire liberty movement amongst a couple of individuals who've actually been behind microphones on this show in the past. Mm-hmm. So people just don't get along. That's just how people are. They have disagreements, and sometimes when those disagreements happen, they can get a little bit nasty about it. I don't consider any of those things aggression, though. Do you, Daryl? What do you think?
I do believe that there is such a thing as verbal aggression.
Like saying I'm going to kill you or something like that, like an actual threat. Okay, is that what you're talking about? But if I call you a poopy head, is that aggression? Just because it hurts your feelings?
That's just funny because it sounds like you're in kindergarten.
Yeah, but somebody might get real offended by
that. But, no, they're one of the people that you're referencing that, you know, is involved with the drama llama or whatever you want to call it right now, had a roommate that every morning for about a month he would wake up and tell the guy he's a piece of S.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely... You know, if it happens once, okay, let it slide. If it's constant, then it's definitely verbal aggression.
Well, you shouldn't be living in a place like that then. I wouldn't call it, you know, you haven't taken damage as a result of somebody saying something you don't like. There's no actual quantifiable
damage. There's emotional damage.
Oh, grow some stones. Deal with it. I mean, people are going to not like some of the things that you do in life, and they'll say mean things to you. If you let people get to you like that, that's your fault.
So, Ian, do you believe that...
People call me things all the time.
So do you believe that the non-aggression principle applies only to actual physical violence?
Well, I also agree with Daryl that there shouldn't be threats of violence.
Do you believe...
Well, there shouldn't be, but...
Hold on, I want to ask Ian a question here. Do you believe that some parents emotionally abuse their children?
Like you're stupid or something like that?
Always telling the child that they're never good enough.
It could be way more subtle.
Yeah, I think that's a problem.
It could be so much more subtle. Like, sweetheart, do you really think that you need to eat that? I mean, it could be so much more subtle than that.
No, I'm not saying they're nice people.
That those clothes are kind of ugly. Don't you think those clothes are a little bit too revealing? You know, I mean,
sure, sure. No, I totally agree with you.
Abuse if you do it to the extreme.
Okay, so you have a bad parent. Are you saying that that means that the parent owes something to the individual because they were a rude, stupid, bad parent? That the person has been damaged to some extent and deserves some sort of compensation because their parent happened to be bad?
No, just because someone is, you know, the victim of verbal abuse doesn't mean that the person that commits the verbal abuse somehow owes them restitution.
Well, if someone aggresses against another person, generally restitution is owed. Isn't that the case? I mean, if you harm someone, you usually have to, like, you know, pay off and
make them whole.
I guess we would have to define the value of the damage emotionally versus the value of the damage physically.
But that's the thing. You can't.
What amount of compensation would be equitable?
That's the thing. I don't think that the emotional damage, because, for instance, if I am steeled to people saying mean things about me, as I am, because I get all kinds of mean things said about me, as I'm a visible activist, there's a group called Stop Free Keen where they're constantly attacking me for various things. I've been called a pedophile in there just recently. So, you know, I'm kind of used to that. It doesn't damage me emotionally, but if there's somebody who you know, has never been called names before by people, it may set them off into a crying frenzy, and they may be very, very upset and distraught for a few weeks. That's their problem because they never learned sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me when they were growing
up. Maybe some of those people were emotionally abused by their parents, Ian.
Maybe so. How much do you want to charge their parents for that? Liberty Phoenix, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. If you think that somebody's in a bad home, then do your best to save that kid or get him out of that home or give him some, you know, props or give him something positive in their life. It's Free Talk Live.
Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? The Renaissance Charge, cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla Technologies, r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, 208-772-4514.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, we'll take your calls about what you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were going to talk about trolls. We still can, although we kind of steered off into a discussion about what is aggression. And we can continue that. You're welcome to add your thoughts in here. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us there if you like. In fact, if you do have Skype, I prefer you call us on it because you usually will sound a lot better. And if you've been thinking about getting silver and gold, because don't forget, Bitcoin's cool and everything, but silver and gold are reliable. Like Bitcoin, I'm a fan, don't get me wrong. I've got Bitcoin, and I will continue to have Bitcoin. I love Bitcoin. But it's an unpredictable world. Bitcoin, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I guess you should say the same thing about gold and silver, but there's a long history of expectation and performance with gold and silver that you can look back at, and you can feel pretty secure that gold and silver...
Thousands of years!
Yeah, that gold and silver are going to hold some value for you. That's one of the things they're really good at doing. Like, Bitcoin seems to keep going up in value over time. Gold and silver seem to kind of hold their value along with, to kind of go along with, to keep you on top of inflation. So, for instance, silver, for instance, maybe 60 years ago, the same amount of silver, let's say an ounce of silver, would have bought you the same amount of gasoline that an ounce of silver would buy you today. Because silver and gold do a good job over time, on average, of keeping your savings safe against the ravages of inflation. What's inflation? That's where the money supply expands. That's where the government prints more money. And that's where silver and gold, to me, are really, really strong. And that's why I have both of those things. So you can go and get your own silver and gold in a variety of different shapes and sizes at silver.freetalklive.com or call Midas Resources at 877-857-9938. That's toll-free, 877-857-9938, or go to silver.freetalklive.com. The shipping price is the same for one as it is for 20, so make sure you get, you know, a bunch. Make it worth your while to ship that stuff to you. I love it. Midas Resources has some great silver. I bought quite a bit of it there. Bought some of their junk silver, as it's called, where you get the old 90% silver coins from the back when the government actually had real silver in its currency, a decent amount of it. So that's a cool thing. They have this big old bag of dimes that you can buy, and those dimes make it easy to make transactions because it's hard to break down an ounce of silver. Ounces, like, to me, are just pretty to look at.
Yes.
And they're not as useful as the dimes. So you can get all that stuff over, and of course gold as well, at silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. Either one will work in case you forget. We go back to the phones and your thoughts here, and let's talk to Rob in Georgia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Rob, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I got a few things.
You said cop block, so I'm just going to go ahead and drop that call. I think that was the same guy who said some rude things to Amanda Billy Rock at the Liberty Forum. I could be wrong about that, but...
Why? I do not understand people that just want to be rude to women. Or men. People that just want to be rude. I don't understand.
And I don't understand either, but whatever. Let's move on. Helen's on the line, listening in New York. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. I didn't get what that guy said, but... I understand it.
Let's just say it wasn't cop block that he said.
Oh, okay. About this non-physical aggression, it is totally possible. You know, I see it. I don't participate in it. I think the best thing to do is, maybe it's just my nature or something, I just like to listen to people, and I will look them straight in the eye, and that's it, you know. I'll respond calmly and sleep. But I see people just do things even beyond words, like calling someone a name is obviously stupid, I think. You know, faulty? If you have a limited vocabulary, you can't express, you know, what you want to say.
No, I agree. It is not intelligent to name call. It is not a good argument. It is weak for someone to call someone a name. However, it's not damaging to be called names.
Yeah,
if you take offense to it, that's your problem.
I haven't been the victim of that, and I haven't had a very sheltered life. I've had all kinds of jobs, and I've lived in different countries and stuff. But I think if you comport yourself and, you know, kind of like you are respectful to people, and they're generally respectful to you, but facial expression can be aggressive. You know, like I did a little bit of theater and stuff, so I know how to make a sneer. But I have never in my life sneered at someone. You know, like to throw up your top of your upper lip like a dog before it growls or a cat before it hisses.
Certainly, observing someone's facial expressions could give one an indicator that an individual may not be someone you want to interact with. Make a decision about.
No one has ever done that to me, and I've only done that in a play. You know.
But if someone sneers at you, you're not a victim. Nobody's hurt you. You're not taking any damage.
But that person is revealing something about his or her own character. Like,
sure.
My brother did that to his wife, who is now his ex-wife. And when I saw that, I was like, you know, I took him to task and I was like, that was so ugly. You know,
That person has issues interacting with other human beings, and they are not friendly. And, you know, beware. That's a warning sign.
You know?
It's not aggression.
Oh, no, that is aggression. You are showing contempt for the person. If you sneer at someone, that is an aggressive, contemptuous act. You are showing that you have no respect for that person. There's all those kinds of...
I agree with all of your assessments except for the claim that it's aggression to sneer at somebody. What do you think, Daryl?
I'm still wondering if... Based on some of the things that you have said, it makes it sound as though you think that bullies are blameless.
What are you talking about?
If bullies bully someone, and then the kid that gets bullied, you know, goes home and kills himself because he has no self-value, because everybody tells him how horrible he is, that it's his fault that he was bullied into killing himself.
Yeah, if you kill yourself, it's your fault every time.
If
your parents and everybody that you know tell you that you're a nothing, then it's your fault for believing everybody that tells you that
it's
you're
sad,
a nothing.
But if you go and kill yourself, it's no one else's fault but yours for killing yourself. I mean, it's sad. I wish people would treat others with respect. I mean, I agree with almost everything
you're not,
Helen's saying.
You're saying that everybody that tells somebody that they're a nothing, they're blameless. Having no self-esteem at all.
I think they shouldn't do that sort of thing, but hey, look, self-esteem is your problem, not other people's problem. You have to be able to have self-esteem in the face of people being rude to you. That's what self-esteem is about.
If everybody your whole life tells you you're a nothing, you're going to believe it, and you're saying that believes it, it's their fault.
I think
that
Helen's
people
trying
tell
to get a word
that.
In here. Go ahead, Helen.
Are you arguing with each other or with me? Because if you're arguing...
He's arguing with me.
I'm arguing with Ian, and I'm agreeing with you, Helen.
No, I detest bullies. I've been like that since I was a little kid. I would always, like... you know, fight for the underdog and stuff. So but I'm just saying that, you know, that people can, I'm saying that the opposite of what one of you guys were saying, that like when you do that to someone, that's hurtful and that is aggressive. Sneering at them, you know, calling them names, that's like a bully coward behavior and people shouldn't behave like that. You know,
thanks, Helen, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855. 450 free. Definition of aggression, according to dictionary.com, the action of a state in violating by force the rights of another state. That's not what we're talking about. And definition two, any offensive action, attack, or procedure, an inroad or encroachment. Three, the practice of making assaults or attacks, offensive action in general. So, okay, I guess you can call somebody saying something you don't like aggression, but to me, I like to draw the line at you actually hurt somebody or threaten to hurt somebody. That's where I draw the line for aggression. But yeah, Daryl, if somebody's rude to another person, they say mean things to them from the day they're born, that's tragic. There are awful parents and families like that. But I'm sorry, I don't think that there's restitution owed in that particular case. It's just the bad luck of the draw. You should do what you can if you encounter a situation like that to try to improve that person's life. But let's dig into it further coming up.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. And how do you define aggression? Is calling somebody a name aggression?
Can be.
I guess dictionary definition, I suppose. But to me, aggression is when you actually hurt somebody physically, because then you can identify what went wrong. You can make compensation to fix what went wrong. But if you're talking about, as you suggested, Daryl, this question of, well, what if somebody says you're worthless for your whole life? What if your parents and all your grandparents and everybody in your preacher, everybody tells you you're just a worthless piece of trash over and over again? And so you begin to believe it because that's everything you've ever heard.
That's definitely emotional aggression.
It certainly defines some people's lives. Look, whether you want to call that aggression or not is not the issue here. My question is, does that person deserve some sort of compensation for that? Because in physical aggression, we would both agree that that person who is aggressed against physically deserves to be compensated, to be restituted for their injury and then beyond. So, like, you know, fix the problem and then give them something for their time and worry and effort. I think we both agree on that, right?
Yes.
As far as this emotional aggression is concerned, is it only, you know, if one person says to you, you're worthless, and they say it once, is that worth a certain amount versus if they say it 1,000 times? Is it per time, or is there a certain threshold where you can say it a few times and get away with it? Or like, what would your ideal restitution situation be for people that said mean things to you?
No, apology would definitely, you know, be requested. Mm-hmm. But of course, if somebody is, you know, telling you horrible things about yourself, they're not going to apologize. Or if they do, it's not going to be
sincere.
A sincere apology.
So money. How about money? You want money out of them?
That's not going to fix it either. It's one of those things to where there's a damage, but there's no real, you know, identifiable way of how to make the person whole from the damage.
Okay, so then all we're really disagreeing on is what you consider to be aggression versus what I consider to be aggression then, because you're saying that even though it's offensive to you, and I agree, it's offensive for, say, parents or whoever to tell a small child that they're worthless or worth nothing. I find that really poor parenting. But what you're saying is you can't put your finger on what that would be worth in some sort of a lawsuit situation, because it's not, it doesn't rise to the same level of seriousness as physical aggression. But it can be damaging for somebody to say those things. Unfortunately, you just have to learn to deal with it and learn that you do have value as a human being. And maybe you won't learn that when you're a young person, but maybe you'll learn it when you're older and you'll finally look back and realize those people treated you like crap and you are a valuable person and you do bring value and warmth to people's lives, and there are people who do appreciate you, and that's what can make it all, you know, go away for you. It just, you know, this verbal aggression, as Helen was calling it, or you're suggesting here, nowhere near as serious, because it requires the individual who is receiving the statements to react in a certain way. If you just let it roll off your back, then it's no big deal. If you're used to that, and I get what you're saying, if people have been treating you like junk from day one and you've never had anybody say something nice to you, then I can see how that would be very, very difficult to deal with. But there are a lot of people in undesirable home situations, and there's really not much we can do about that. There's all kinds of bad parents out there, and we've seen what happens when we try to, you know, or at least when the government tries to do something about it. You get Child Protective Services, and you end up putting kids in worse homes than the homes from which they've been plucked. And so it's like, what do you do? I mean, you can only have so much of an effect on young people in this world, and you just have to pick your battles, I think. Let's go to the phones here and share your thoughts. Of course, in the very last segment is when we get a bunch of phone calls. Let's go to Michael in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
All right, I'm calling tonight to talk about our mutual friend, Ademo Freeman, a slave named Adam Miller.
Yes, Ademo, who is facing new wiretapping charges here in New Hampshire.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys had brought this up earlier in the week. I thought it was kind of important. I just wanted to bring it up, and I really feel like he's being trolled against by, the district attorney's name?
Michael Valentine.
That's right.
Mr. Valentine, yes. So
someone who was clearly not loved as a child.
He's facing these charges, or he's bringing these charges against him, which he had already served 90 days for. And then I believe the case went to the Supreme Court, and those felony charges were dropped.
That's right. But he's bringing more felony charges, apparently.
Hold on. The felony charges were overturned because the jury was given improper instructions.
Mm.
Okay.
So essentially, the Supreme Court declared the original trial to be a mistrial.
Right.
Because it said that the ruling is reversed and remanded, which means it goes back to the Superior Court.
Right.
It seems ridiculous. These people who dress in the black robes just want to dictate. You know, they want to put the slaves in their place under thumb.
My fear is that Ademo will wind up getting more time.
It could happen. Now, the thing is, he was charged with wiretapping originally as a felonies when he shouldn't have been. He should have been charged with misdemeanor wiretapping.
Right.
And you would think they would have corrected the charges in second time around, but no, they're going at him for felony charges again. This time, he may acquire an attorney. There's still discussion, I guess, going on as to whether or not the attorney who appealed his case will be taking his case at the Superior Court level. So it may play out very, very differently in the courtroom this time around. The trial, I believe, is scheduled for July. I could be mistaken on that. Was there anything else you wanted to
share
tonight?
July 14th, I believe, is the date.
Michael, did you want to share anything else?
I just want to voice my I'm behind the demo 100%, bringing accountability to bureaucrats, especially with the incident that he really with what this all was brought back to was the original incident where a school resource officer in Manchester committed violence on an individual, and he was trying to bring accountability to that. And
Yeah, and all that got lost as a result.
Yep, unfortunately.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call, and it was good. I think this is the Michael we saw at the Liberty Forum over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you. Thanks for the call tonight, man. And hope to see you in New Hampshire sooner rather than later. All right, let's go to Brett. He's in Baltimore. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to chime in about what constitutes aggression.
Sure.
I was just wondering, I was having a discussion earlier about whether drunk driving constitutes aggression. And it's sort of like I've hit a wall of cognitive dissonance, really, of if rather you get into a car inebriated, does that, are you really aggressing against everyone else on the road because you're endangering their lives? I know that aggression is physical harm.
What do you think?
I think that you are aggressing against everyone else on the road because you're really endangering everyone else's lives, but it comes down to the road of whether the state putting, like, sobriety checkpoints and, like, blow and go systems and stuff and just crazy, like, status nonsense.
So, Brett, I tend to understand where you're coming from generally. If you get into a vehicle and you are three sheets to the wind, wasted drunk, and you start speeding around, then you're going to probably have a problem. Hopefully you'll get lucky and slam into a tree and not hurt anyone else but yourself. But if you are drunk and you go 5 miles an hour and you manage to just kind of hug the right lane as you drive back to your home as, you know, slowly as possible, is that the same kind of circumstance?
No,
then you're impeding traffic. I'm sorry, I was asking Brett. Go ahead, Brett.
I was like, that's why I was sort of at an impasse, whether if you're trying to avoid confrontation and trying to stay out of everyone's way and be safe, but you're still being pulled over by the thugs and being thrown in jail.
Right, I think that's where the answer is. It depends. I mean, the answer to this question is DUI aggression is it depends. How drunk are you and how dangerous are you? If you're drunk and not dangerous, then no, I don't think it's aggression.
There have been studies done that show that people that drive while sleepy are more dangerous than people that drive at the, you know, very limit of what is considered to be drunk driving.
Absolutely. Brett, thanks for your call tonight. Robert's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Robert, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I have to disagree with you on what you were talking about. If somebody's verbally abused, I don't think that there's any value to it at all.
As far as compensation? You don't think there's value as far as that person, you know, getting some sort of compensation?
No, I don't think so.
I tend to agree. I think you just need to, you know, steel yourself up and not take that stuff so seriously. Thanks for the call, Robert.
That just seems easier said than done, Ian.
It's not easy. It's not easy. It sucks when people
you make
call
it
names.
Sound so easy. Just don't pay attention to what people say.
Well, it takes
you make
practice.
It sound so easy.
It takes practice. I didn't say it was easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. We're out of time for tonight. Poopy head. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
I still love you.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.